Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So it seems that a lot of these episodes are going to be about conversations I've had with people, because I love having really interesting conversations with people because it sparks my imagination, it sparks ideas, and it inspires me. So this is another inspired episode from a conversation I had with somebody recently. And this particular conversation, the lady I was speaking to works with big organisations and organisational change. And what she was saying was that the initial spark for change can start from something small or something that you wouldn't think is significant. And it's interesting because it made me realise that I've experienced change in my own life, not because I was trying to change somebody or do something for somebody else, but because I wanted to experience something myself. I wanted to overcome a fear that I had. As I'm sure I've mentioned many times, I'm dyslexic. And years ago, one of my greatest fears was reading something out loud in front of a group of people, but not necessarily anything. I could read things that I'd memorized or that I'd learned, but my fear was reading something I hadn't prepared for, something I didn't know. And like with many things, the more you fear it, the worse it gets. So for me, I had a real anxiety about it, which meant that when I did stand up to read something I hadn't read before, my heart rate would increase. My attention wasn't as focused on what I was reading, so I'd make more mistakes, which would make me more anxious, and so on and so forth. So I was in a situation where there was there must have been about 40 or 50 people. We were all at a seminar. And the person leading the seminar asked, we had sort of workbooks that we were going through as well. And the person leading the seminar had, over the last couple of days, asked people to read something from our workbooks. So I knew that he was going to most likely do that day. And because I wanted to overcome this fear, I decided that I was going to put my hand up and I was going to stand up and read, not knowing what it was he was going to ask us to read. So I didn't know what I was going to have to read. And then I did it. And I remember thinking to myself, just read slowly, don't rush, take your time. And I had all this whole conversation going, and it actually went really well. It went well because I'd learnt a lot between when I used to get sort of really anxious about it and that time. But it was a really positive experience for me. And the reason I'm sharing this, though, is because I did it completely for myself. I wasn't trying to inspire anyone or change anyone or do anything for anyone else. It was a fear I had that I wanted to overcome. But after I'd done it, someone else stood up and thanked me and said that he would do the next reading and that he would never have had the courage to do it because he was also dyslexic if I hadn't have gone up and done it first. And I suppose this is why I want to share this story with you, because although the conversation I had with my friend was about organisational change, and making those small changes that don't always seem important but are very necessary, and so it made me realize that courage is an incredibly important component to change, and that when we make changes, even though we might not know the implications for those, they can have a ripple effect. So we were actually talking about how some organizations are doing things differently nowadays, how some organisations are restructuring themselves to have a flat structure organisation, which actually is not a small change, it's a pretty huge change. But these organisations aren't doing it for anyone else. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it because they want to work in a different way, because they have values that really matter to them and they're trying to find different solutions. But what it's causing is for other organisations to see that change, to see the positive benefits that has for their employees, for their results, for what they're actually, producing in the world. And it's inspiring change in other people. And I suppose through this conversation, what I realised is that most importantly, It's the courage. The courage to do something different to everybody else. The courage to try a different way. And courage is all about overcoming fear, because you cannot have courage without fear, because otherwise it's just doing something. And that's just really something I wanted to share with you. It's a bit of a rambly one today, but hopefully you'll find something in there that's useful to you. I hope you have a stunning week. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my website, to my social media, to the courses I do, including some of my free courses. And if you have any questions or you want to connect with me, I would always love to hear from you, and happy to answer anything that I can. Lots and lots of love from me. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.